Hello? What is this? I'm back, everyone. I'm in my podcasting era, and I'm starting this whole new thing in English and solo. This is my first podcast by myself. I always had guests like Victoria come on here, but today it's just me vomiting my thoughts into this space that I've created called a podcast. I was like, just for context, since this is in English and the podcast name is actually in German, which is called Alles gut. Alles gut means everything's all right in German. So, yeah, everything's all right, everyone. I just want to just update my life right now because everything is going nuts, okay? I've been not doing podcasts because I've been graduating. Yeah, I'm graduating from my brain. Today my brain is not working. I didn't sleep well. Topic change. I'll come back to my graduation, but like today I woke up and I you know when you wake up and it's like super light and you're like, what time is it? Boy, I overslept 1 hour and it ruined my day. Like, it just ruined my cycle. What do you mean? I just woke up an hour late. I'm at work an hour late. And I didn't work enough. I usually like to work exactly 8.5 hours or a little bit overtime. But today, I just, like, worked 5 hours or something because I overslept, which is horrible. This was the first time this ever happened to me, that I really overslept a lot. Anyways, yes, I'm graduating. Like, I went to school for 3 years and now I'm just done. That's why I'm back with podcasting and YouTube, because these are the things I love to do, but I was always so busy and I couldn't do these things. But I'm back, everyone. It's podcasting season. Yeah, podcasting season. So now I'm back with Le Podcast and in English. And one more, so that's what is going on. Right now I'm editing my Korea vlog, but like, I want it to be so good. Anyways, yes, Libby, you're graduating. What will you do afterwards? You're not going to believe what I'm doing. Okay, so I just turned 18. Whoa, I'm an adult. So like in Switzerland and Liechtenstein, where I live, I'm legally an adult. Wild thought. I don't feel like an adult. But it is the way it is. Anyways, I applied to be a flight attendant and I actually got accepted at a Swiss company called Edelweiss. So if anyone is flying Edelweiss starting in September, hit me up because I want to see if we're on the same flight. Literally, I'm so excited to be a flight attendant and of course share everything on like podcasts and stuff. Like, what a rude passenger. You best bet I'm gonna talk about it. Anyways, I just had a taco and it was so juicy and now I feel tired. I bought like 3 mini tacos from a Swiss delivery. No, not Swiss delivery, from Liechtenstein delivery one. They're so delicious. Anyways, yeah. Now I'm out of breath. That's why I have guests, so I don't like die when I speak to myself. Let me just drink a sip of water. Delicious. Anyways, yeah, lately I've been not eating much. You know, I was in Albania last week and then on Sunday I got my period, and then I have no idea. I've never had this before. If anyone has this, like, can I stop hitting the mic, please? If anyone has this, let me know. But I got such bad stomach cramps that I literally threw up. And, like, I had nothing in my stomach, so it was really bad, and I threw up pure stomach acids. I know this is really graphic right now, but, like, it was pure stomach acids. And ever since then, my appetite is, like, half. I didn't eat much early, but, like, I ate, like, a third of a pizza. Now I ate, like, one piece. I'm saying an eighth, or, like, a quarter, and I'm so full, like I feel nauseous. I don't know if my stomach has to regenerate its stomach acids or something, but it's just wild how girls, like, I have no idea how girls with, like, endometriosis, like, live, because that's so, like, crazy. Anyways, I'm moving out. Oh, I'm moving out. So wild. I'm moving to Switzerland right now in Liechtenstein. Have you forgotten? I just mentioned it. And I'm moving into my own house. It's not my own house, but, like, it's a little house I'm renting. It's, like, you know those fairy tale houses? Like, it kind of gives forest house vibes, but, of course, it's a little bit more modern than just a wooden house in a forest. It's, like, it's giving a gingerbread house. Yeah, gingerbread house is a good, like, thing. It do be giving gingerbread house. So I'm kind of furnishing it. And why is, like, furniture so expensive? What's the reason? Like, it's just wood. Like, calm down. It's not even, like, an original design. It's just a, like, sorry, my feet. It's just, like, a desk, okay? Calm down. It's so expensive. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Furnishing my apartment, having my little Pinterest board, doing my little flight attendant thing, but I still have to work. So right now I work for the company I've been working for the past 3 years. And then I will change to my apartment and go to Switzerland, close to the airport. Airport. We're not going to the airport. Sorry, TikTok sounds. Talking about getting distracted, this week, like Monday, Tuesday, I went to the psychiatrist, psychologist, I don't know, but there was a psychiatric clinic, like, because we have, like, a general doctor here, and the general doctor, he's like, you totally, like, have ADHD, and I was like, what? No. And he's like, okay, you have to get it diagnosed. So I went in for my little diagnosis moment, and I had no idea, like, what it is, like, how do you diagnose ADHD? But basically, we talked a lot about my childhood, and for me that was, like, so tough. Like, I don't remember my childhood. Does anyone remember their childhood? Like, for me it's just so weird. I don't remember it at all. But, like, she asked me all of these questions, how I was, like, as a child, and whatevs. It was kind of interesting. It was, like, 4 hours of talking. So, like, 2 hours on Monday, 2 hours on Tuesday, and now she has to write a whole, like, paper, and then she's probably gonna diagnose me. Either I have ADHD or I don't, or I have ADS. But I'm not bipolar. That's so random. Why did I say that? I'm not bipolar. there's something I want to talk about. Actually, so I was in Albania last week with my parents. My parents bought it this big ass, like, truck, and they're just, like, vibing with it. And I went to visit them in Albania, and then I went back. My flight was, like, super early, like, I think 7:10 a.m. And then, I'm having mic problems today. What is up with this unprofessionalism? Okay, so, yeah. My flight was super early in the morning, so I was in Vlora, like, somewhere in Albania. And then I had a driver pick me up there in Vlora, I have no idea. And then I went to Tirana, which is the capital. Did you guys just hear that? That was a thunderstorm. It was so noisy. I heard it through my noise canceling, podcasting headphones. That's crazy wild. I'm probably gonna die. So I just, like, in the evening, 6 p.m., I got in the car in Vlora, and then I actually fell asleep for these 2 hours that was driving to Tirana, and then I went to the airport hotel. And, boy, if you say women are hysterical, I was hysterical, because I went to the hotel, and you know how you just show your booking reservation and your passport, and it's all good. The guy was, like, asking me questions like, when did you book? And I was like, yeah, I booked, like, 3 days ago, you know? And he was like, what platform did you book with? I was like, Booking. Like, you can see this is my confirmation. Like, of these questions. I'm like, this is like, you don't ask these questions. And then he's like, yeah, like, I don't have your booking. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I have a confirmation here. What do you mean you don't have, like, the booking in your system? He's like, no, like, come see. And then I looked at a computer, it's booking.com, and all of these, like, people's names. And he's like, there's not your name, not your country, not your, like, anything. And I was like, what? This is crazy. And then I was like, yeah, okay, like, who cares? Like, if he doesn't have my booking, I know I paid for it already. But, like, if he just has another room, just give me the other room and we'll, like, figure it out with the payment, you know? Like, I can pay right now. I was like, but you have other rooms, right? And he's like, no, like, that's the problem. We don't have a room. And I was like, what? What do you mean you don't have a room? Like, yeah. He said that they were fully booked. Yeah, I was, like, getting a scare call. I was like, you don't have my booking? Like, you don't have a room? What do you mean? It was, like, 10 p.m. in Albania, Tirana, and it's like, I was alone. Keep in mind, I was all alone there, and I was like, I'm screwed. And that was actually the same day I started throwing up, you know? So I was not hungry, but I knew I had to eat because I didn't eat all day since I was throwing up all the time. I was like, can I go eat something in your restaurant? And I just went there, and I ate penne bolognese, which I love penne. Unpopular opinion, penne over spaghetti every time. Anyways, they were so salty, or maybe my taste buds were just screwed because of my sickness or my period that was going on. Anyways, I was like pissed, you know. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. Like, I booked booking. Like, if you don't have my confirmation, like, it's your problem. But guys, seriously, we looked at the booking again. Even though you book on booking.com, it directs you to a partner website, and this partner website never gave it to the hotel. Like, I was so pissed. And then he was like, yeah, we have this kind of room, it's the only solution. It was like a room without windows. I was like, I just need a bed. Like, I'm gonna wake up at 7 a.m. I just need a bed. And then we went out of this sketchy room, like this leftover room, and then he went to his computer. I paid for the sketchy room. I had to pay again because, you know, they didn't take my confirmation. The sketchy room, and he was like, you know what? We actually have exactly the same room you booked free right now. And I'm like, I was hysterically crying. Like, I was nauseous because I thought, I don't have a place to sleep. I'm going to sleep on, like, the couch that you guys have here at the reception, and now you're telling me that you literally have a room that's just like the one I've booked. So I paid again. So much paying. But yeah, paid again, and I got my room, and then I could shower. And but like, it was so bad because it never happened to me that my confirmation, like my booking confirmation, was just like not there at the hotel. Like, also, like, take a shot every time I say like, because then you will most likely get blood poisoning for sure. I just took a little like sip water break, but actually I'm looking right outside right now and it's raining like crazy. Let me take a video, and as soon as this podcast episode drops, I will post the video in my story. This storm is crazy. It's going crazy right now and raining a lot from the sides, and wow. Anyways, I feel like this is a hurricane kind of situation.
I just adjusted my mic a little bit, so I'm a little bit closer to it and you can hear my ASMR.
I could do ASMR so well with this mic. It's crazy. Anyways, this weekend I'm going to Zurich to my house. Just gonna see if there's like any mail there or anything, but I don't really live there. I just kind of have the house there right now because I'm not a flight attendant yet. So yeah, and boy, I'm going to my seminary graduation. So I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, and we do seminary. Like, it's like scripture study, like Bible studies, and after you did it 4 years, you graduate. And on Saturday is my graduation. Wait. And I'm also kind of in the, how do I explain this in English? It's like the seminary council. Oh yeah, council. Seminary council. I'm a member of the council. Did I just say council like 5 times? Anyways, in the chat, everyone was like, no, not everyone. The one person was like, yeah, on Saturday is your graduation. Thank you so much for all being in the seminary council. We hope you have like a great time there. And then there was an at, and I was like, wait, who did he at? And then I saw it. I saw the at, and it was an at to me and another girl. And it was written like, yeah, at Livia and at blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say your name in case she doesn't want to. Have a great talk on Saturday. And I literally wrote in the chat, talk? Question mark, question mark. What do you mean? Boy, I have a talk on Saturday in front of all of the youth of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. And I have to talk in front of them. My anxiety, when I read that I have to give a talk, my anxiety, I looked at the date, I was like, I have 3 days to just girl boss and do this talk and slay. And I was like, how long does the talk have to be? I love talks that are 2 to 3 minutes. If they're like 10-minute talks, I'm done. I'm done. And it was like a talk from 2 to 4 minutes. So I was like, yay! I'm gonna slay. Because I slay short talks and I hate long talks. But you know what? With the power of God, I will do a great talk, everyone. I will update you on my next podcast, how my talk went. And yeah, I'm just kind of nervous because I wanted to buy a dress. And then I was like, wait, I'm just actually going to get my seminary degree. I don't need a dress, like a new dress. And I end up didn't buying a dress. And now I'm just stuck here with nothing. I looked at my closet. I was like, I have this weird dress selection that everyone has seen me in. I wanted something kind of unique, of course, modest, and just something cool and summery, because the theme is like you're having the graduation and then you're having a party, and the party theme is summer party. Bro, can you stop texting me my phone? So I may have girl bossed a bit too close to the sun, and now I have a talk in front of everyone without a cute dress. And I was like, okay, let me just go to Zurich early and buy like a cute dress at Kos or like Zara, Mango, I don't know, H&M. I don't even know if H&M has like the kind of dresses I want to. I remembered I got my paycheck a month ago, and I won't get my paycheck until the end of this week, and I don't have money. I had $50 in cash. I mean, I have more cash, but do I want to spend it on like a Kos dress? Like Kos dresses cost like $130, you know? Anyways, I used those $50 that I found in my purse to buy tacos and 2 sushi nigiris and hunaflame dries, chicken rice. Yeah, that's what I spent $50 on, because I spent my food on I spent my money on food and not on dresses. But I should have thought about it, and maybe I would have been a little bit more wise and spent my dinero on el ropa, like outfit. I'm speaking Spanish because I'm watching Jane the Virgin again. Like, I watched it back when season 5 just came out, because it was on a Netflix Oman. I was in Oman. I was in Salalah. It's in the Middle East. And I watched Jane the Virgin season 5 because they already had it out in English with my sister. And ever since then, I never watched Jane the Virgin again. And now I just started again with season 1, and it's so good. It's such a good show. It's the drama, the telenovela. I just love it. The Spanish. But I'm not Spanish, everyone. I'm Brazilian. And I miss Brazil so much. And you know what I love? That one trend, the Brazilian shirt trend, you know? Like the Brazilian jersey trend or something. I just love it. I have a Brazilian jersey, and it's season to bring it out. That's what I'm gonna do. Anyways, I feel like this episode is kind of getting long for just a little simple life update. I hope I can do this more often. I like, send me recommendations. I can answer questions. I can read Am I the Assholes? Like, a lot of things, and I'm super excited for this new chapter in my life and everything that is coming soon. I'm just kind of thriving, doing my thing, and yeah, just letting you guys know. So yeah, see ya, bye. Okay, bye. Sorry.